Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're downtown Redding. The following is an encore presentation of Enjoy the Show.
There's a jam, Rhonda.
There it is.
Write the word.
We're
Enjoy.
Back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back. Howdy, North State. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now, and I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
And we do have a room full of people, which we won't go into totally, but Yvonne is here. She's off mic. She's just sitting here patiently waiting for her to grab her space. So hang on, girl. But we got a couple guests that are already in the hot seats, and instead of going through some of the things in Enjoy and calendar and stuff here in the beginning, these wonderful, famous people have places and things to do, kiss babies, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yep.
So we're just going to just take it from the top, and then we'll talk maybe in the middle of the show a little bit about what's going on in the magazine and things like that, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that our other guest calls in, but they are actually at an event. So
they're setting everybody, up for an event, yeah.
Everybody's busy.
Everybody's very busy.
I know. So has it been a minute? I feel like for some reason it's been a long time since.
We were here last month.
We were?
Yes, we were.
It feels a lot longer than a month.
It really does. I haven't seen you for a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I almost died and came back and all that. Anyway, take it away, my girl.
All right. Well, our first guest is it's a little bit of nepotism here tonight because my husband is here to talk about a play that he's in at Riverfront Playhouse. And his name is Daryl Alvey. And, Daryl, take it away. Tell us about the minutes at Riverfront Playhouse.
Well, first, can I say hi, honey?
Hi.
Can I say that on the air?
Yeah. Because
realistically, you guys came in separate cars because you're coming from your different places.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Because she has one of those things called a job.
Uh-huh.
She was working today. I was out playing golf. But, yeah, I'm here tonight to talk to you about this extraordinary play, The Minutes. It's a dark comedy written by Tracy Letts. And you may know that name as a playwright. He wrote August Osage County.
Oh, really?
Which was turned into a great movie.
Yeah, for sure.
And so after he became famous, and then he's an actor. He was in Homeland. And
Well,
an FBI agent. Anyway, so he wrote
this
great
play. How'd you get the
rights
for this?
Well,
big money.
Yeah, you have to pay. It was on Broadway and just closed about.
It was supposed to open in 2020 and then COVID hit, so it couldn't open.
Yeah.
And so then
what hit?
COVID.
What's that?
Oh, the pandemic.
No.
So yeah, it kind of screwed things up for him, but
For real.
But then after he was able to get it on Broadway, it was. On Broadway, not for very long, though, I don't think.
About 2.5, almost 3 years, yeah.
Oh, okay, so that was long.
So it's a good run, I guess.
Just off, yeah.
A little less than cats. But.
Yeah.
And very timely, because the topic, I mean, just kind of generic, it's the minutes, you know. But the whole plot is the minutes of this meeting have gone missing at the city council meeting.
Oh.
And at the city council meeting.
I was going to say, that sounds like life, or what is it, life? Yeah. What's the term? Life, doing art. What,
right.
What's the word or term?
Or is it vice versa?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know, John, our director, has been doing some advertising, and he says, if you're familiar with the dysfunctional council meetings you've been seeing here in Shasta County, come down and see the play. And so it's a very timely topic in terms of this dysfunctional council is trying to put on this parade for the town of Big Cherry, you know. And it's just a really great premise. And there's a lot of bickering and fighting and ongoing, and I played this wonderful character, Vinny Assolone, you know.
That doesn't sound far from the real thing.
No, I said Loney. Loney. And so it turns out that somebody's been kind of misguiding some funds. Mm-hmm. The stolen bicycles get recovered by the sheriff, and the sheriff's funneling money to my character, probably because he's my brother. Mm. And, you know, and then we kind of, so all this intrigue going on. And the interactions of the old folks and the mayor and all. It's just really great. But there's obviously, you would expect that a playwright of his caliber, there's a great story involved in this whole process.
And that you don't really find out about until the second act, mm-hmm. and it's going to kind of blow your mind, like, oh, my gosh, this is getting weird.
Those are kind of fun kind of play, movies and things, plots, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you're struggling at the beginning going, okay, so where are we going?
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
that's exactly right.
Exactly. Smack on the face, bam, and you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
This whole town's history turns out it's based upon a maybe kind of a myth. Mm. And then they start discovering it, and everybody starts fighting and bickering, and it's just, but it's comedy. So, so the bickering's kind of lighthearted, and you know, you kind of, I've got some great lines in it.
So staging on this one, because you know we've been to a couple now, and it's amazing what you guys pull off. Is this simple form? Like, is there a lot of transitions between locations, or is it predominantly like one of those ones where you almost are in the same room the whole time?
Yeah.
It's a city council meeting.
Okay.
There's 12 of us sitting at three tables. There's a mayor with a gavel, big sign behind his big cherry, you know, and that's it.
I mean, they do get up and walk around a little bit, and there's some fighting, and then there's a big acting scene where they reenact something from history, and that is hilarious.
Wow. Is it a mind's eye visual of something, or like a dreamscape?
And all this unfolds in that same room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unlike the last play I saw you guys in, where literally it was
a total
stage changes over and over, costume changes over.
Yeah.
You and your girls running literally like around maniacs around the theater. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, the insurance. Somebody's going to fall and knock their teeth out.
Yeah, that was a melodrama, and that was just a lot of fun to do. It's completely different than that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is one set
through
the whole play.
And I like that. I like going to plays and seeing how it's created. I mean,
and the curtain does close at intermission.
To have a play that can keep your audience engaged, and you really don't even have to do much in that, to me is always fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. I mean, it totally works.
Totally.
Like, you can sit there and just go, and then you're done, and you're like, wow, you know, we didn't really have to even go anywhere, and it was just all right here.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great play.
How long is it running for? Or does it still have?
This weekend and then next week. So Friday, Saturday, and evenings. The play starts at 7:30. You can get tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And then next weekend is the same. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee. We close next weekend. Yeah.
So I'm curious, Rhonda, since we've had to close the store, Enjoy. I mean, obviously, they've always had online and could call the theater, but, like, have you noticed a big uptake in theater calls for tickets? Do you handle that?
A lot of calls, yeah. And I don't, you know, we have Uma, so I don't answer the phone because it's in another room.
Okay.
But I do.
You mean you don't go running?
No, I answer the Enjoy phone because that's why I'm there. But because my office, if people don't know, is at Riverfront Playhouse for Enjoy. So, but I get the emails, and so I do. And
so
it's not
Uma calls, you leave a message. Uma is a digital phone service that we have. You get a call, you can leave a message, and then the message, as soon as you leave it, automatically gets pushed to your email.
Right.
So
right.
You can hear it. So, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
pretty cool.
Uma Thurman.
No, I know. Oh. No Kill Bill. It's just phone stuff.
So, no, there's not. I mean, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 a month.
Yeah.
I
was just curious because, you know, we sold quite a few tickets at the Enjoy Store.
Yeah. The only thing that's different is the media tickets that we
hand
out. That's a little bit difficult because you had administrative access to our website or to our ticketing, but the people that work at the box office do not. So that's kind of been a little bit
difficult. I'm just curious how everything has kind of worked out. Yeah. So many changes happened for all of us. So.
Yep.
And for those people who haven't been down to Riverfront Playhouse, I mean,
shame,
we were out on Cypress for 39 years.
31 years, 40,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so this downtown facility is just amazing.
Oh, comparatively, yeah. I mean, no comparison.
Oh, no comparison whatsoever.
And we're doing things. We're remodeling our lounge, and we just painted it and painted the ceiling, and we're gonna expand the stage, and we're gonna start doing smaller productions in there. So
we've been doing some productions in there, yeah, certain kinds of shows.
And I love during the summer you guys have the kids programs, because mm-hmm. I've been down there, and there you can hear all the kids laughing and
having a great old time,
singing and dancing, and it's really cool. And you guys offer great space.
Yes,
to rent for
we do rent
events.
We have been doing a lot of rentals lately.
Yeah,
which is awesome. We had a great big 2-day burlesque competition there, which was amazing. So and they filled up the auditorium and it was a pretty darn good event. So
that's so awesome. Yeah. What is, we have to take a break, but I wanted, before we go, what is coming up after this? What do you guys have in store for the rest of the year?
The next play is Around the World in 80 Days, and that's going to be, pretty exciting in terms of its expansive tech that they're going to have. We've got great lighting, new sound. The auditorium has got the double sound system so that the people in the back of the auditorium can hear just as well.
Yeah.
And new stuff, so.
All right. And, well, real quick, best way to contact?
www.riverfrontplayhouse.net.
That's where you can get tickets.
Yep.
Well, thank you, my friend. Good to see you.
Thanks. I'll see you tonight.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Sit back, relax, go get a little drink and some snacks, and we're going to take a break. And when we'll be right back, we'll introduce you to our next guest of the evening.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off 1 tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Good evening. You are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're downtown Redding. The following is an encore presentation of Enjoy the Show.
So our next guest is just this incredible guy. His name is Bobby Milhouse, and he is part of Viva Downtown.
Yes.
But you're also a dance instructor, choreographer.
Yes.
You do all kinds of, you are an actor. You do all sorts of stuff.
Viva Downtown. So, like, you're actually an employee of Viva Downtown?
Yeah, so.
I didn't know that. I just knew just now.
Just drop that in, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I work with Viva Downtown as their resident services coordinator. So, it's my job to kind of connect with the Market Street Apartments and California Place, and primarily that's my focus right now, but getting the community, the residents in the downtown area connected to what's going on downtown.
I see.
Yeah.
Now I understand what
that
means.
He hooks them up with Enjoy magazines, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. I come in every month, and I'm like, hey, Rhonda, give me my fix.
We need a little cart that you push down the street and call out to the...
Like a hot dog cart?
No, like the old flower carts in France where you wheel it and you call up to all the people in their apartments. And you somehow are able to, like, throw up a copy to them through their window.
I love that. But, you know, all I can picture is that cart from Streetcar Named Desire. And they're like, bring out your dead.
Yikes.
Sorry. It went dark.
But you're also a dad. Your wife just had your second child.
Baby, yes. Malcolm. Yes, he's seven weeks old.
Malcolm.
And Kingston, who just turned 4 years old.
Oh, Kingston. Those are great names.
Yeah.
I love Kingston.
Yeah, that's a goodie.
Yeah.
That's a goodie. Everybody keeps saying, like, was he going to be Malcolm in the middle? And I said, no. He's Malcolm at the end.
We're all done.
That's it.
So did Big Bobby go get the snip?
No.
So then there's no guarantee that's the
end. Family show right now.
I know, right? Here we go, guys. Welcome.
We have a hard table, hard surface.
I have Anthem Blue, and we'll see what happens.
So do you sing?
I do sing. I like to say I sing well in a group, in a chorus.
Okay.
And I probably got some solo chops, too.
Yeah. I was going to say you sound like your voice. You know, you can kind of see people that have
There's
the
some
ability.
Velvet in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Black velvet.
Black velvet and that little girl smile. Right? That was beautiful. I like that. I'm going to take that. But, yeah, so I grew up doing musical theater, acting. I was in show choir, the whole deal. I got my equity card when I was 15 years old at the Golden Apple Dinner Theater in Sarasota, Florida.
So is that where you're from originally, Florida?
Yes. Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County.
Mm-hmm.
The home of the sea cow.
Ooh.
What brought you to Redding?
Sexy.
Right. Running from L.A. brought me to Redding. So, yeah, but I lived in Florida. I lived in New York City for 4 years. I kind of got sick of the city, moved over to Redding for about 3 years. Managed to meet my wife backstage at the Cascade Theater during a production of Hairspray, where I was the dance captain. And
wow,
she,
that's so cool.
I know. I mean, Redding's been like a huge part of my life. And then we got married. She's a makeup artist and hairstylist. She's in the Hair Union mm-hmm. down in L.A. I'm also SAG-AFTRA.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lived there for 11 years, doing film and TV, always choreographing, teaching dance as well. And then it just got crazy. And we're like, you know what? I want a place for my kids to grow up with a yard.
Yeah, right?
Wow. I'm like, yeah, I want to have a neighbor who I trust.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and so in-laws were here, so it was an easy choice.
Not that it's mine, but thank you for entrusting Redding to be that place.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Mean, it's been great. I love it.
It's been great for us and our family. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than the big cities, in my opinion.
Yeah, right? No, definitely. And one of my things that I love about Redding is that it's growing in so many different ways, and I have been able to partner with places like Viva Downtown and give back to the community as well. And give talents and share. And I mean, there's so much I want to do here.
Yeah.
And my wife wants me to do it slowly.
If we didn't say, which we didn't write at the beginning, he is adorning the page 17 in this month's issue of Enjoy, which is Urban Rhythms, and it's our September 2024 issue. Issue 216. It's out right now.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and so this wow, my voice. This is the page that we always do that Rhonda kind of brought to the magazine a while back, and it we've had it, and then it went away for a while, and then it's been brought back, and then it's kind of evolved, refreshed and evolved. Yeah. And so it's what I enjoy. And so we really try to go out into the community, the region, and find individuals that are super cool and that we really love and want to feature, so that the community can also appreciate what we see, right?
And we love your answers.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, but the air conditioner just turned on. It's blowing right on my head, and it's pulling in the smoke from
Kobe's?
No, the barbecue.
Odell's barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so glorious.
I know.
I'm not complaining.
If we can get there before 7.
Our producer's like getting up to like fix it, and I'm like, oh, no.
Let it happen. Yeah. Let it happen. I love Odell's. Oh, my God.
I could talk about that.
So tell us about your dance classes, because I know you do a lot.
Yes, I'm doing so much. So this month, well, end of September and October, I have quite a bit going on. Actually, every Thursday night, we're doing salsa. It's a salsa class at Lit From Within, and I can't go on about Lit From Within enough. The Ashley and Jasmine there have been great. They always host my events. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. They don't just do dance classes, but they also have wellness and things
like
that.
So just a piece of caveat, that used to be our offices.
Oh, that was in
the
Old and Joy store. That's right. Yeah. The Old and Joy store.
Yeah, so we left good juju.
Yeah, you did. So I love it there. So I try to host as many of my events there as possible. Right now we're on our second week of salsa, Thursday nights from 7 to 8. Then I'm doing a 4-week series, Michael Jackson Thriller in the Park.
That's happening.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, that's going to be, the first 4 Thursdays in October. And you can find all this on Eventbrite or follow me on social media, at Bobby Milhouse or at Bobby Milhouse Dance. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be learning the Michael Jackson Thriller dance
for Halloween.
Well,
kind of, sort of.
Flash mob. Yes. We're going to do 2 flash mobs at different locations.
I was
like, let's do it. Yeah. So you can find those tickets up for Eventbrite, on Eventbrite. And, so I'm really excited about that. On Facebook, we have I think it's 150 people that are interested, and, about, 30 or so people confirmed. But I learned in Reading to a lot of people do
it's
things.
Last minute.
Last minute. Yeah.
Everything is last minute.
I know. Yes. Everyone keeps asking me like, oh, so how many people? I was like, well,
I just say, like, Reading is very manana.
Manana.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And then the last thing we have is myself and another fellow dancer. He also does the Afro-Latino night at the park. His name is Dami Lola.
I know Dami.
You know Dami?
Yeah, awesome.
Dami's phenomenal. Yeah. So him and I have partnered together and created this dance class, if you will, called The Happy Place. And so it's a 4-week movement exploration. So it's really about finding joy in movement. So those people who would normally be...
Could you imagine me there? I'd be
no.
Like...
Boy, oh.
I couldn't bend over.
Oh, no, but this is who it's for. It's for people who would normally be wallflowers and wouldn't want to get out on the dance floor, or who think, I can't dance.
Mm.
We teach dancing from the inside out. Mm. So it's about what you feel inside that comes out onto the dance floor, and we help you cultivate that.
Yeah.
So those are 3, Salsa, Thriller, and The Happy Place that are happening all in October.
So do you have destinations for the flash mobs yet? Or is that something that you – well,
James.
Flash mobs you can't kind of tell, right?
That's a secret, James.
Because then it's not a – I can't tell you.
But if you come to there, I'll whisper it. But Reading, I've learned, is so small. Once I whisper it, it becomes a scream in about a day or two.
So. Well, the thing about flash – well, so here's again. I'm being dumb. I'm tired. I flash mob, I was like, but do you have to have somebody that is recording it, right? Well, duh, you do that yourself.
Yeah. You work it out.
I'm like, wow. I'm really.
You're like, well, how do we know what happened?
That's exactly what
I'm like, James, I'll take care of it.
You're like, I'll have a care of that myself.
There you go.
Sad. So we're at the half mark already. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
We're not done.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and we don't know if our other guest is going to be able to make it call in. So I know you have to be somewhere around 7 or whatever.
Yeah,
so
we'll
cut you loose if you need to at any time. But just hang with us until we get through this hour. And
does this mean I have an open invite?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
We get few people, right, Rhonda, that become kind of like fixtures to the show.
Oh.
Blake used to be more. I mean, he always is a great film, but Blake was here for a year every show.
Isn't Blake just great, though?
Yeah. So just show up and bring whatever you're bringing.
I want to bake Blake cookies.
Totally. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to bake Blake.
That too.
Put him in the oven.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. That too.
He's like a little elf.
He played elf.
I know. All right, we're going to take another break, get your refreshments topped off, and we'll be right back.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Gotta get you through my door, running bases, making scores, hoping you could give me more time. Precious time, second hand is yours.
James, I dedicate the song to you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it just feels right, right?
You know? Do you know who that is? So, does he work at Viva still? Not anymore, does he?
Yeah.
Is that Jacob?
Jacob O'Connor.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Oh! Jacob, shout out to you, bud. Good job.
Really good.
Jacob's my cousin.
No way.
Well, we're,
really?
Yeah, we have
by marriage.
Family, yeah, by marriage.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, his,
so wait, on whose side?
His cousin.
I can never remember.
His cousin.
His cousin is married to my brother.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're family.
Yeah, we are. When we make, I know, it's like, we always like, hey, cuz, what's up?
Can you sing like that?
I cannot. No, I'm the backup dancer.
Oh, backup dancer. Not even the backup singer.
If you
the
sing,
dancer.
If you sing wherever I am, you'll see me kind of hunched over doing a booty, side booty.
A little
side.
If you listen every week on here, he does sing a little. We could piece
He's
it together.
Good
we
he
could
good
edit it together.
Let's cut it.
Everybody says that, but I don't sing. It's like the one. It's like the one thing that I can't get over to do by myself. I'll go talk in front of 4 million people.
Right.
But if you were to ask me to take a mic and sing, it would be just crickets.
You know how many stages we have in this town? We should get you on one of them.
Yeah.
Rhonda, right?
And you can get me blasted, and I still
won't do it.
No. That's the only thing that never cracks.
Is this true? He won't sing?
He'll do it. I've seen him do it. Yeah.
We have auto-tune over here if you need it.
There you go. Severely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you looked at my karaoke question, but I'm looking for a guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So when we left, I wanted to make sure that that we make sure that everybody knows how they can reach you. Because, I mean, you have a studio, right, that you
yes.
do teaching for
yes.
all ages, all different things. So it's all these things we talked about earlier were all these collabs that you're doing, which are super cool. But your core, you do dance training.
Yes, yes. So my top, like, thing that I do, one of the things that are really big right now is Dancing with the Stars, Shasta.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I've done all the choreography for those dances, ooh. Which I encourage everyone to come out and see at the Cascade.
You should see her video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Alums.
And
they're
both alums, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so this.
Watching Rhonda do the robot was amazing.
Oh, I did.
No, was that the Barbie, what the Barbie did? Yeah, but no, so this one's going to be, it's really fun this year. It's six couples. They're great. They're killing it. It's each couple does two dances. So I choreographed 12 dances.
Oh wow.
And they are stellar. They're really killing it. And
so, do you have any, like, if we're going to, you know, the way I think we should do also to make some money outside the ring for, instead of for one safe place is just doing some kind of betting. Right? So where would you put your money?
No, oh, I can't. Oh, my God. I'm Switzerland. I can't say a thing. You know? But, yeah, so if you're looking for me, so I do private lessons. I do a lot of wedding dance choreography for first dances. That's a huge one.
Oh, that, actually, you know what? That's really cool. I never thought about that. There are a lot of people are very uncomfortable with, like, what are we going
to
do for
totally.
Dance,
and my goal is to get rid of any anxiety or stress that comes with the first dance and make sure we're not doing the awkward eighth grade school dance sway mm-hmm. for 3 minutes. If I can bring that to your wedding, that I've done my
job. That's helpful for all the people watching too.
Right, I go to the bar. I'll go to the bar during that time if it's weird. I can't handle
it. I don't want to watch that.
I know,
because like Yvonne and I love to dance, and we look and we're like, oh, what a beautiful couple. Gosh, I really wish they had some
rhythm.
Yeah,
and then they start talking to each other, right? Being like, oh, the vendor showed up on time. That was great. Right? And then your closest friends and family just sitting, you watch you rock back and forth. So weddings is a big one, especially here, Red Bluff and Chico also. So I do that. And then I actually just, had an inquiry to do a private group dance lesson for someone's birthday. So, some moms from, Reading School of the Arts, they're gonna be coming over. And so.
Oh, that's Sophia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it? Is that who?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She works there, so.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so. But yeah, so Home for Me is at Lit now. So I'm at Lit From Within. So that's my location. That's okay. Where I'll be teaching all of my classes. Yeah, so private dances, group lessons.
I always say, hey guys, I love to watch the YouTube videos when there's, you know, kind of an interesting moment in the wedding or whatever, and then boom, the gentlemen have all learned a really cool dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And they dance to come down the aisle or whatever it is that they
totally,
do.
Totally, yeah. And before I did a ton of those when I was down in L.A. is where the groomsmen dances.
Yeah.
So there's groomsmen dances and bridesmaids dances now. That became a whole rage, you know. Uh-huh. And so, but the guy, and I'm so surprised how many men were like, I want my moment, you know. And so,
well, they're together, right? It's kind of a bonding moment for them.
Totally.
Right? And they're comfortable doing something when they're together, not alone.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we've worked it out so creatively where, you know, because you have some guys that are traveling in, and so I'll be meeting with half the groomsmen and doing Zoom with the other half. And I'm like, all right, guys, from the top, to the left, all right, right. You know, and we're doing all things. But it's super fun to see it come together on the wedding day.
Yeah.
I get invited to a lot of weddings. I'll tell you ahead of time, I may not be able to come to your wedding. I know we're going to have a great time learning dances together.
Yeah.
But I may not be able to attend your wedding.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, Bobby, you're so great. Come to the wedding. And
come
I'm like,
to the wedding, yeah.
Guys, this is the 57th wedding this year. There's only 54 weeks in the year, or 56. How many are there?
Interesting, yeah. The other thing that I watch is, too, is that in other countries they kind of do the same thing, and I'm obsessed with watching the women and the men in India.
Oh, yeah.
And they do their kind of somewhat hip-hop Bollywood kind
of thing. Yeah, yeah. I've choreographed a couple of those,
have you?
Too. Yeah, and those weddings I go to.
Yeah. They're like for
4 days.
Yeah, yeah. I had a couple down in Orange County, and it was like a four-day extravaganza, mm-hmm. you know, and so I taught the wedding dance, traditional one, mm-hmm. and then we did like three Bollywood style, mm-hmm. I think it's Punjabi
yeah,
style
Punjabi,
dancing,
yeah.
And then the parents saw me doing lessons. They wanted their own dance. And so it was became like a full on.
Well, if they're going to dance, we're going to dance.
Exactly. The parents are like, we're spending all this money. We want spotlight, you know? But those are great. Those are really fun.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, we have a really actually, just so you know, so if you ever look in, you know, you can go give your card out, right? We have a pretty large Punjabi Sikh, population.
Really?
Here. Yeah. We have like, I think there's like now three or four temples in Shasta County.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love that about Reading, like the diversity, like pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's here. I love that so much.
Yeah, and definitely the Wendy, the Indian food that they serve. It's just like, mind blowing.
I'm supposed to be gluten free, but not on that day. No. Not on that day.
You should never follow a diet on a wedding.
I know. Never on that day.
Well, that's awesome. So, yeah. So we still have about 5 minutes left here, or 4 minutes until the next break. And go ahead and chime in with us. But I'm just looking through here, the magazine. There are so many great articles. You were going to do a shout-out for the, is it the Louis Foundation?
For the Louis Foundation. They just had their golf tournament last weekend.
Yep.
And
this is like the 10th, 11th, 12th
annual.
Yeah,
they do it every year, and it's a huge event. The night before, they have a they thank the sponsors, and Enjoy was a sponsor, so I was able to go to that. And
imagine
they're
that.
So gracious, and they're, you know what, and they're so
Rhonda
just
about
amazing
town.
People. And the cool thing is that Michelle, who was married to Louis before he passed, she was a KMS. She worked with us at KMS.
Yeah.
So she just always really appreciates that we do this for her and this foundation. But the big announcement was that they're going to be opening a Louis House next to the new Dignity building over on
Hartnett. The new cancer building?
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, so that's awesome. It's
and
what, be
and
really
is
cool.
That for people that are, it's some place they can stay while they're having treatment?
Yep. So that was really cool. It was a really great event. Daryl actually got to play golf with John Lewis, who was on their board.
Yep.
So they had a great time. It was fun.
Amazing what she's done, or what her and her kids and stuff have done to build this, right? Like,
yep.
I mean, she really works it.
She does.
Yeah.
And Ben, she's got a great board, too.
Yeah.
So.
And I say that in a most positive way, right? Because like, you and I and all of us at this table know how hard it is to take something from, you know, a seed and nurture it and grow it and build it, right? Because it's a lot of work.
Oh, right.
My back hurts just thinking about it. so that's cool. And then what else? We've got a lot. There's always so much going on. Again, I'm super happy that we got to bring the calendar back, you know, because during that whole COVID period, it was just tragic for everybody. But I'm looking at it. There's 5 full pages plus outside events that aren't even listed that actually have ads structured around it so that you can see it in big bold of all kinds of things going on. And there's barcodes to scan and do all these things. And you can go on our website anytime and look at all of these things. But we literally have 5 pages, and it covers things from just simple, you know, just the dip downtown, Turtle Bay, Schrader Planetarium. But it goes over all the, you know, the theaters in Red Bluff. It goes into Chico, Mount Shasta, Dunsmuir, Weaverville, Burnie, you know, it just tons of stuff. So if you ever think for, excuse me, 1 minute that there's nothing to do, I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry.
And by the way, the beer and wine festival.
Yes.
Saturday.
I know. I was going to say, yes.
That was what was going to be my last thing before we went to break.
It's
just to make sure, that you don't forget that you have the beer and wine festival that's going to be downtown. Art affair.
And then the following weekend is the Reading Roots Revival, which is this their third or fourth year?
Yep.
They're killing it.
Yeah. And there's going to be 4 stages this year. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So September 21st, which is the Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. downtown Reading. I don't know that there's any real limit to how many tickets they sell, but you know, if you buy them in advance, usually you get a little discount. If you buy them at the door, they are going to grab you.
Yeah, they're about $10 more at the door.
Oh, well, you would know.
You're a part of the whole thing. I know a guy that knows a guy.
I should have just looked up.
Yeah, so I think it's 65 at the door, 55.
This is an awesome event.
It's really great.
So, well, we're going to take our last break, and we have one final guest that is here that we're going to bring in. And, Bobby, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're awesome. Thank you for letting us do a story and spending the hour with us.
Yeah, and just come on and dance with me. That's all I ask.
You know, I love it.
That's awesome.
You dance with me, and I'll sing with you.
Okay. All right, North State, we'll be right back. You're my sweet goodness knows, my honeysuckle rose. I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Good evening, North State. Again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, North State Now. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy.
And I'm Chris Hartman with the Quilter Society of Reading.
We don't normally do that, but I thought, why not? Introduce yourself. You might just be part of the round table.
Chris, thanks for being here.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we have a lovely story once again in this month's issue, the September issue, and it is on page 46, and it says Link to the Past. And this is pretty phenomenal. When I saw this when the magazine came out, because I didn't necessarily wholeheartedly proof, you know, I scan through things pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But when I finally saw this, I kept thinking, what is that? What's wrong with the bridge? Why don't I? And then I realized this is a gigantic picture from a drone way up high, I'm assuming, looking at the entire Sundial Bridge. And the entire length of the bridge is covered in handmade quilts.
It is. We covered the 710-foot span of the bridge with 69 of our largest quilts.
It's amazing. It's a fantastic picture. And then there's a second page that's a double-page spread where it's a close-up picture, right? And you can see it a lot clearer. But you can see all the people that are involved. They're cheering on the deck of the bridge behind all the quilts, and I just, this made me smile, big smile.
And the best thing was, no quilts fell into the
river. I was going to say, you didn't lose one, yeah. I was going to say, did you have somebody downstream in a boat?
Actually, we did. The fly shop had several boats out, and we had fishermen out taking pictures of us hanging the quilts, which was kind of neat, too.
That's amazing.
They got some great vantage points.
Yeah.
So you have a big event coming up?
We do, tomorrow and Saturday, so 20th and 21st.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We are having a quilt show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and the theme of the show is Quilter's Salute to the Sundial Bridge. We wanted to honor the fact that it was the 20th anniversary of the bridge this year. And so we've got somewhere between 350 and 400 quilts.
Wow.
All got hung today.
Okay.
And it looks absolutely awesome. It's just
And this is a buying opportunity? Or is it mostly show?
Mostly show, but there are some quilts for sale. And then we have a lot of opportunity quilts that we're selling raffles tickets for.
Okay.
And we'll have raffle baskets there also.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great opportunity. We've got about 17 different vendors.
Okay.
With just a variety of different things that they're selling.
Uh-huh.
And there will be a food truck on site.
Wonderful.
Also. So
is this free or is there an admission?
It's a $10 admission.
Okay.
And that will get you in for both days if
you
want.
Okay.
And
it's
at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds, right.
And what are most of the proceeds? Is it to support your organization?
Yeah, it's to support the Quilters Society of Reading. And we do a lot of philanthropic work in the community. We make quilts of valor. We make quilts for cancer patients, for Head Start, some of the other young young kids and things like that. A big thing that we do is when we have fires in the area and people have lost their homes, we make sure that they get quilts. So we have both car fire and then the fire at an IGO. We made sure that the Zog fire, we made sure that everybody
really
left
nice.
The home got
food. Yeah. As I was thinking about that, there's something about a quilt that's very warm and comforting, right?
It is.
So
it is.
In a tragedy, if somebody were to hand you a handmade quilt, I think when you feel the fabric and stuff, you feel the soul of the maker or something, and it really is like wrapping around you.
It is.
You know?
It is. And
I love
quilts. When people have lost everything, a quilt is a real comforting thing to have.
Well, my dad lost his wife. My sister and I made a quilt for him, and he loved it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right. So we have traditional quilts, but one of the things we have are a lot of art quilts, and then we have what we call a challenge. So we come up with a theme for the challenge, and this one is Discover Turtle Bay, since we're honoring the Sundial Bridge.
Yep.
And so we have 35 art quilts that are all about Turtle Bay.
Okay.
And so a really wide assortment and some pretty cool quilts.
Yeah. So are the majority of the quilts made by a single individual, or do groups work on them together?
Sometimes groups do. We also have a group kind of showcased this time. It's called Round Robins.
Huh.
And so people will get together, maybe four or five people. Somebody will start the center. The next person they pass it on to will do the next row around it. Pass it on to somebody else. Eventually, you get it back and see
I think I'd want to be the first person because it's the smallest.
Yeah.
And by the last time, I'd be like, "What the heck?
Right.
I've got 40 feet to go around."
Right, and sometimes you lose control on that one too. You don't know what somebody is going to do. Also, so
yeah,
some people like that, others don't. So.
I'd be like, "I'll participate, but I'm the lazy ring."
Right. So we have some awesome sponsors this year, and I'd really like to do a
Please, absolutely.
Hokama's it donates a sewing machine, and they'll have a booth there. KIXE PBS is doing ads for us. Reading Mini Storage, where we store a lot of our equipment when we're not having a quilt show.
Yep.
Reading Rancheria. Finerama made the great banner that we hung from the bridge there, and then the sewing room. So, many, many thanks to our sponsors.
Yeah,
that's great.
And fundraising for your organization. What do those funds help you to do? To just maintain sewing machines.
Right,
storage,
right.
All that stuff that just, we know the overhead, but not everybody knows.
Right. Well, we've got overhead, but then also, you know, we pay to have some quilts quilted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will go towards that.
Okay.
We do classes. And so sometimes the members get a little bit of a discount, but all the money towards that goes towards helping with quilts in the community.
Yep, that was a truck outside, in case you heard that.
I thought that was music.
That was a Jake brake or something, hydraulic squeaky, because I was like, should we run?
But then you also are going to show your quilts. They're going to be displayed at Turtle Bay
in October. Yeah, the 35 challenge quilts are going to be at the Turtle Bay Museum from October through December.
Uh-huh.
So we're really excited. Another kind of fun partnership we did this year is with Bricks and Minifigs. It's new business in town that sells mostly used Legos, I believe. And
it's fantastic.
So I talked to them and I said, hey, we're doing this thing with the Sundial Bridge. Why don't you come up with a contest?
Uh-huh.
So they did. They had a contest. They had five entries and picked the three winners. And so those three winners are actually going to be at our quilt show, and then they'll be at the Turtle Bay Museum also.
Oh, neat.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
they're great. They're great. I hope people will come see those.
I think he needs to get with Turtle Bay and try to get the museum to do a Lego display.
They did one.
Did they?
They did one already.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometime before they started their business.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Legos are fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, what they can make out of them.
Right.
You go to the Legoland or whatever, and it's like, literally, they have built an entire land out of Legos.
They have.
Stunning.
And the bridges that they did, that were done by people of all sorts of ages look awesome. They just look great.
So if somebody wanted to join your organization, is that possible?
Yes, you can go to, Quilters Society, two S's in there, .org.
Okay.
We have an online site, and then we have a Facebook site also.
Okay.
But they can go online and find out. We meet the first Tuesday of every month at the Senior Citizen Center off of Benton.
All right.
And
is that a membership thing?
It is a membership thing. It's $35 per year, and then they prorate it
about
halfway through the year.
Wow. Well, that's simple, right?
Right.
And
so we give classes. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of support with each other. We teach each other also. We've got people who've never made a quilt but are interested, and then we've got professional quilters. So everything in between.
And that's out of Legos.
They have.
Stunning.
And the bridges that they did that were done by people of all sorts of ages look awesome. They just look great.
So if somebody wanted to join your organization, is that possible?
Yes. You can go to Quilters Society, two S's in there, .org.
Okay.
We have an online site, and then we have a Facebook site also.
Okay.
But they can go online and find out. We meet the first Tuesday of every month at the Senior Citizen Center off of Benton.
All right.
And
is that a membership thing?
It is a membership thing. It's $35 per year, and then they prorate it
about
halfway through the year.
Wow. Well, that's simple, right?
Right.
And
so we give classes. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of support with each other. We teach each other also. We've got people who've never made a quilt but are interested, and then we've got professional quilters. So everything in between.
And that's
are there many men?
We've got a few men. We've got a couple men this year, but we've had men before in the past, but they are definitely in the minority.
Right.
I'd love to see more men.
We did a story about a man that did quilts a long time ago, and I don't remember his name, but I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So, and men make phenomenal quilts also.
I was going to say,
Different mindset.
Different mindset. So we've got quilted garments this time, some purses, a lot of quilts, and then a tremendous number of art quilts. It seems like that's becoming more popular.
Oh,
so these are not just your grandmother's type quilts that you think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all. No.
Yep. New style, new time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, so awesome. We appreciate you coming
in.
We
love
the ability that, or that we have the capability of doing a story and promoting. If you didn't hear it and you're just joining us, you can come this weekend. Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend, 10 to 4 tomorrow on Friday, and then I'm sorry, 10 to 5 on Friday,
okay.
And 10 to 4 on Saturday. And then one last thing, we have a boutique of handmade items. This is the first time we've done this large of a boutique like this, and there's a lot of awesome things. So if you want to think about some gifts maybe for the holidays or go pick up some things
now's
for yourself, it's a great place.
Well, thank you so much. We
thank
love
you.
Having you. Yeah, thank you for coming down and sharing with us.
Yeah, come down and see the quilt.
All right. This is
the new Joy Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.